Got a couple of them here. I don't think any of them are too serious, but Alan, his knee, he has an MCL sprain. DeAnthony has a calf sprain. That was Jeff Allen. And then DeAnthony has a calf sprain. And Niall Davis has a knee sprain. And then Cush had a shoulder contusion, but I think he's fine. He continued to play. Conley did not play today. We suited him up. We got a good workout with him and lathered him up. But we chose just to hold him out for another week here. But he's made a lot of progress. Listen, the ones we could have been sharper. The long drive with our offense against our defense. We had the big play there. It was too much. And then we came back and tightened it up there a little bit with that second drive defensively. And then offensively, you know, we had a couple blown assignments there. And you blow an assignment and things are going to happen negatively. And it's kind of what happened on the interception there. So we've got to make sure we tighten that up and get better. But the twos and the threes, I thought, played tremendous. They moved the ball. Chase did a nice job. With that group, with his second group, he took some big hits back there. So we got to tighten that up a little bit. But and then Sharkhandrick West, I thought he had a nice day. Marsh and Wilson, at the two young linebackers, I thought they did a nice job. I mean, I could keep going. There were some real nice things that were done today. I'm sure.
Andy, on all three of those guys that you were talking about with the sprains, those can probably be tough to read a little bit in terms of how long that might actually keep them out. Is there any?
Yeah, we'll see here in the next day or so. I don't think they'll be back in the next couple of days, but we'll see how it goes, especially with the flight. You know, the flight back home, we'll see.
Yeah, you alluded to the pass protection. Do you see a common denominator in that?
Yeah, well, there are a couple things that we've got to work on. They've got a nice blitz package. They had a little blitz on that first, on the interception, and we didn't handle that quite right. So we'll get that fixed. I mean, these are all things that you can get knocked out, so we'll make sure we do that.
And the significance of Eric Berry, Andy?
No, it was great to have, it was great to have Eric back. He was fired up. He was out of control in the locker room.
And how so?
Before the game, he was just excited. I mean, he was just ready to go, and I'm very happy for him.
How'd you think he looked?
I thought he did some pretty good things. I mean, I wasn't completely focusing on that, but the couple plays I saw there, I thought he did a nice job.
Was this more significant than just a practice for Eric to actually be in a stadium with people?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's. Yeah, you know, you practice fast. I mean, we take a lot of pride in practicing fast, but at the same time, it's never as fast as a game. And then your juices, you just take it up another notch from practice.
Andy, Freddie Williams.
Yeah, Freddie. Freddie. I thought played very well. Yeah, did a nice job. Yeah, Freddie had some very good plays for us.
And is that a surprise or is it?
No, you know, he's had a good camp. Freddie's a good player. He comes from little St. Cloud, Minnesota there, and he's been around. But he's a competitive guy, a lot of fun to be around. Plays hard, gives you what he did today. You know, he'll make those plays.
What is it about Chase that enables him to have this tonight like this? And I assume you kind of come to expect this sort of thing from him because of his preparation.
Yeah, sure. No, we feel Chase is a top caliber quarterback. We're fortunate to have Chase here. So, he has an opportunity there to work against younger guys like that. I mean, he's gonna look pretty doggone good. he took some hits though. I mean, today. And he hung in there. That to me was that separates you a little bit. So, that's quite a deal.
Coach, the 2-minute offense at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Chase having the opportunity to go down and drive.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that drive?
I thought he did a good job. Yeah, I thought he did a good job. I was late with a couple of calls, and he did a good job getting everybody lined up and going. So, I thought he really did well.
Andy, go ahead, sir.
Eric's comeback is. Amazing. I
want
to ask you about Carson Palmer
9 months
after ACL.
Yeah, no, Carson. Yeah, no, he looked smooth for those 7 plays, man. You know, he was on point. So they've got a good team. Bruce does a nice job.
Thank you. you were starting to say about the offense earlier. Did you want to make sure they got out there for a third series just to try to?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get in a rhythm here a little bit. It's a good thing to be able to put a road game together like this coming out of camp. I mean, it tests you a little bit, and there's some things you can learn on, in particular with a night game. So there's. You got a lot of time here, and how you handle it, and make sure you keep your focus. All those things, I think, are great. I mean, that's advantage to us, I think, on that. You get that under your belt.
Just right. One last thing on Eric. Sorry, Ted. Is it accurate? Is my understanding correct that when he came to camp, it was great that he was here, but you didn't really project it in a couple weeks.
Day by day.
Yeah.
Day by day. That's how we took it. I mean, just let's see where he's at. If we have to back up, we'll back up. If we feel like, he can go forward, we'll keep going forward. One thing he did was he came back in phenomenal shape. Wasn't sure, if we really wanted to run that conditioning test, the running part of it, and he goes, I've got it. I mean, that's not a problem. And he blew through that, so, he did very well.